Now, here on Bullseye on the Afternoon, we've got Mary Lou Susco and Tina Swinehart from Main Street Vermilion. Guys, how are you? Thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, good. Thanks for having us.
Well, you guys have a lot of interesting events coming up throughout the month of August, and Mary Lou, we'll ask you about that here in just a couple. But Tina, I want to start with you because you guys have a Chalk It Up event that's going on this weekend. Tell us all about it. What kinds of details can you share with us about Chalk It Up?
Well, I can tell you that we are excited to have more than 26 merchants, sponsors, and artists who are going to be here tomorrow between 10 and 3 to create all kinds of masterpieces in the street on Main Street here. And we have families, we have adults, we have children. It's going to be a fun time.
It sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast. And do you have an idea as to what kinds of things that they're going to be creating? Because, you know, you think about art on the sidewalk, it really kind of feels like that gives you a wide open canvas to work with.
And it does. This is our second event. Last year we tried this out for the first time, and we had all different kinds of creations. We had nautical creations, we had animals, we had plants, we had lighthouses. So I'm sure that we'll have those things and many more. I do know we're going to have butterflies, too. We're going to be inviting children or adults, anybody who's interested, to come and color and create their own little butterfly that can take away with them as well. So it's going to be a lot of fun.
Tina, what was it about this event last year that was so much fun for you guys that made you decide to bring it back again for a second year?
You know, it's really nice to see people just come downtown and enjoy this beautiful area that we have here. It's nice to get students from our schools, our high school artists, adults from the Arts Guild here at Main Street, as well as just anybody interested in creating down on the street. And it's very satisfying to see the talent that we have here in town and the people who enjoy what's going on around here.
Now, it is all chalk, correct? There's no painting or anything like that involved. It is all chalk, correct?
That's right, all chalk.
Now, where do you go about finding some of these artists, too? Because I kind of feel like, to some degree, that's at least a little bit of a specialized skill to be that artistic with chalk.
Well, that's true. We start with our artists here at the Arts Guild at Main Street, and so we're fortunate enough. Peg Needham really helped me out on our committee out this year. I should mention, by the way, that I'm only the co-chair, that Beth Eberhard also chairs this event, and we have a great team that puts this together, and I help out getting the artists. Since I was a teacher here in town, I know a lot of the students still in the high school and middle school, so the art teachers at the schools help us out too. And then we just put something out to the general public. We got a lot of artists and people who are creative around here who show up and help us out, as well as families.
And this all opens up tomorrow morning, correct? You said 10 o'clock is when the artists come in and they begin their designs?
That's right, 10 o'clock, and they'll be done by 3, but I would imagine if things go as they did last year, many of them finished in less time than that, and so some of the creations were done by noon or 1 o'clock. So it depends on how elaborate they are and if they have any help.
Very cool stuff, and I'm sure that certainly lights up the neighborhood. How long will these be on display for? How long will they be out there?
The street will be closed until 6 p.m., so people can walk around and see all of these creations without any traffic until 6 o'clock.
Very cool stuff. Again, we're talking with Mary Lou Susco and Tina Swinehart from Main Street Vermilion. Chalk It Up tomorrow begins at 10 o'clock. Make sure you check it out. Mary Lou, wanted to ask you, I know you guys have a lot of cool events coming up. Chalk It Up sounds like it's going to be an absolute blast tomorrow, but what other cool events do you guys have coming up throughout the month of August?
Yeah, well, August and into September, it's really busy here in Vermilion. So tonight we have our Movies in the Park, and that is a really beautiful venue, a great place to watch a movie, go down to East Exchange Park, and tonight's movie is Angry Birds, and beforehand go across the street to Poppin' Around, our popcorn store, and they are handing out free popcorn for all of the movies. And then next week is our last movie in the park, which is the Lego Batman movie. So that is a really nice way to wind down the week with your family. We have Saturday farmers markets. Tomorrow our market is going to include a wine tasting, which is always very popular. And the market will run through September 9th, I believe it is, from 10 until 2. And there's a lot of great produce down there. I mean, every weekend I go down and get plenty of produce that we can enjoy until the next farmer's market. We have our triathlon coming up on the 20th and 21st. So if you haven't started working out, you can start working out now and join the triathlon. So that's coming up later this month. And our home tour, which is a group of really beautiful homes throughout town, as well as a restored antique boat and a tour of the jailhouse and our opera house that's going through a restoration. Those will all be open on 9/16, that's September 16th, for our home tour. So go to our website, which is mainstreetvermilion.org, and you can find out about all of these events and more. But, you know, even when nothing's going on in Vermilion, it's a great place to come down and enjoy the lighthouse, the beach, you're right on the water. We have plenty of places here in town to dine, plenty more to shop. It's just a really nice way to spend a weekend, an afternoon, or a weekend, or a week, however long you want to come.
Well, you mentioned that farmer's market, and I'm a sucker for a really good market, especially in the summertime when you've got access to all that great produce and many other great products as well. In your eyes, Mary Lou, what makes your farmer's market stand out above all the rest? Because this time of year especially, there's a lot of competition when it comes to farmer's markets.
Well, our farmer's market is right here in the middle of town, you know, so you have the advantage not only of being able to shop for fresh produce at the market, but after you're done, come on downtown, have lunch, stop at the beach, and shop some more with our merchants downtown. I mean, that's probably what makes our market stand out, is that we are all located, you know, really close to one another. Some of our produce vendors at the market, one of my favorite is Doug. I don't even know Doug's last name, but we call him Doug the Tomato Man. And nobody has tomatoes like Doug, and you can't believe how many varieties he has. And as the season progresses, he ends up with more. So tomorrow I can't even imagine what he'll have, because I thought he had more than we could handle last week. And there's also a lady down there, Johnny Seth, who has Siam Specialties, and the herbs and the specialty produce that she brings in, it's really amazing. I've bought fresh handmade pierogies there, garlic jelly. Gosh, I can't even think of all of the things that I've bought there. There's oodles of noodles there, and this week we'll probably see homegrown peaches. So there's a lot of things that make our market stand out.
Mary Lou Susco and Tina Swinehart with Main Street Vermilion joining us here on Bullseye on the Afternoon. And getting back to that market, boy, it seems like if you're going to be in that triathlon and that duathlon, you may need to load up on some of those goodies at that market as well. Where and when is this triathlon going down? You mentioned, is it next weekend?
Well, again, that is on our website too, mainstreetvermilion.org. But no, that is August 20th and 21st. And it's going to be held out at Sherrod Park, which is just west of town here. And that is an amazing venue for this. And you know what? If you're not going to be in the triathlon, I mean, I'm not. But if you're not going to be in the triathlon, just come and watch, because it's pretty fascinating if you've never seen one of these events happen.
Yeah, absolutely.
One other thing I might want to mention, tonight and tomorrow, we have this really amazing event going on, first-time event called Vermilion Beach Market, that is going on down at Sherrod Park, again, which is just west of town here. And there are more than 60 vendors. It's a rain or shine event, but it's all about architectural salvage, furniture, shabby chic, kind of beachy, kind of cottagey items down there. And I've been watching this group on Facebook and Instagram for a couple of weeks now, and some of the things down there look really awesome. As a matter of fact, Tina and I are heading down there after we hang up. But first, we're going to the wine vault for a glass of wine. Then we're going.
That sounds like a great way to spend a Friday evening. There's no question about that. I also saw that you guys also have something called an Arts Guild Summer Show as well, correct?
Oh, yeah, our Arts Guild. Now, Arts Guild is part of Main Street. Our Arts Guild is about 40 members strong. So if you come into the Main Street office, basically you're walking into the Arts Guild Gallery, and you'll see watercolors and acrylics and lots of photography and some really beautiful jewelry, and we have some woodworking here that is really spectacular and some pottery. There's an off fabric art is here. Come on in. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 4, but on the weekends the Arts Guild is open noon to 4. So come on in and shop around. We have the biggest selection of beach glass jewelry probably in all of Vermilion. So it's a great place to come and shop.
No question about it. An excellent opportunity to see what Vermilion has to offer. Before we cut you guys loose, just want to give you one last chance here to give our listeners an idea as to where they can go to find out more information about all these great events that we've discussed.
Well, we are on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Main Street Vermilion, but look at our website, which is mainstreetvermilion.org. All of our event information is on there, online ticketing. If you want to join us as a member, we're always happy to include more people in our membership that is always growing. Take a look at our website. It's all there. You can always call us at the office, too, and all of the contact information is on the website.
And can I interrupt? I would be amiss if I didn't mention the beautiful flowers that we have hanging around town here, because I do also work with Vermilion and Bloom, another committee of Main Street Vermilion, and we have more than 100 volunteers who help keep this town absolutely popping in color, gardens and hanging baskets. So that's another big part of what makes Vermilion special.
And you should know that this group of volunteers is so dedicated that they were out there this morning in the pouring rain watering flowers.
Holy smokes. Yes, that takes some dedication to sit out there and just wear the rain like that, no question about it. Well, Mary Lou and Tina, thank you guys very much for spending some time with us here, and best of luck this weekend. While you have the volunteers out there sitting in the rain today, hopefully there's no rain whatsoever for Chocolate Up tomorrow.
That's right. We're hoping for that.
We're looking at a beautiful weather day. I'm not even worried about it. It looks great.
Awesome. Well, thank you guys very much for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.